Hello to the three or four of you listening around the world. I want to do a little thing about free speech and how I have a little theory that stand-up comedians are one of the last bastions of free speech allowed left. I know what you're saying. Well, this is the home of the free, if you're an American listener, and you really buy into way too much hype because everything we see is censored or downtoned. The news is censored. Nobody's allowed to have any real opinion on any serious matter. The case may lose their career. Not to mention the fact the FCC was allowed to go crazy after Janet Jackson's 48-year-old tit flopped out in the Super Bowl. How did one little old boob have so much power? Seriously. What I mean about stand-up comedians having to deal with, well, one, they're actually granted special powers, thanks to the Supreme Court, as far as against liability and slander lawsuits if you're a stand-up comedian. If you said something as on stage in a comic club, you're not allowed to sue somebody for if you feel offended. So, but beyond that, I think that most stand-up comedians are hyper-intelligent people. And you say, well hyper-intelligent are people that kid and joke for a living. No, seriously, come up with original content that has some type of meaning behind it, that actually has to still be relevant and funny, that's fucking hard. You don't believe me? Go to like an open mic night and you give it a shot. Even without a bunch of Jaeger, I like to see you try to make anything funny. I actually know a couple of comics, and I have a cousin that makes a profession out of a stand-up comic. He still manages to pay his bills despite what all he shoots up his nose. So, that being said, something that's, I'm not completely like a shot in the dark. I mean, I actually know a few people and talk to them. And one that's usually dark, driven by demonic people, because they always seem to be kind of like the broken people, the ones that learn to become funny. That's kind of like a coping mechanism. But despite that, they're all very, very clever. And they're allowed to say very serious things about very serious subjects, but we only allow that because they make us laugh. Like, if there's not a joke at the end, they're not allowed to be serious for serious sake. And I think that's really sad, because a lot of them have a lot to contribute to society. As far as, I mean, their job is basically observe society and then make poignant yet funny remarks on it. But based on getting their baseline material, they look at, see at, take in, and I mean, they're very good. They could be commentators in a lot of aspects of society because they take it all in. And they're being very smart. That's why I actually like, if you've ever tuned into someone like the political, whether you're hyper right wing with Fox News or hyper left wing with MSNBC, they'll often pull in a stand-up comic to be their adversary because they think it'll be like an easy pushover. Well, a lot of times they get a lot more than they bargain for. Stand-up comedians often will get very serious very quick and rip these pundits to shreds when it's their job to argue over shit like this. Case in point, the late great Patrice O'Neill and, of course, Jon Stewart from The Daily Show have torn these people on these shows on a regular basis. But that's the thing, is people get upset. You know, just do your job. Just be funny. That's what we brought you here to do. They're not allowed to be taken seriously for serious sakes. But it's often they actually have the freest voice out there because they're allowed to say anything on any subject in the name of humor. And moreover, forthwith to that, I'd like to kind of take a moment to thank Lenny Bruce, who is a great stand-up comic from the 50s and early 60s, who got arrested 423 times for lewd and lascivious acts based on his act. And while I don't think he's one of the all-time great funniest comics ever, he is a guy that literally gave his career life and for the right for stand-up comedians to do what they do. So that being said, I just really think it's a very interesting dynamic that our freest people are only allowed to be free in the name of we don't take you seriously. And I think that's sad. So all the stand-up comedians out there, I'm a huge stand-up fan. Keep doing what you do. And here's a little special shout. Way to go, Davey boy. See you, Dave.